You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell, fast, to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is continuing coverage in the trial of Donna Adelson from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Please raise your right hand to be sworn before you. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth?
I do.
You may take your seat. Please speak loudly and clearly, and you can adjust the microphone if you need to. Go ahead and examine when you're ready.
Please say your name and spell your name.
Special Agent Louis Bronstein, LouisBronstein.
How are you employed?
A special agent with the FBI.
How are you employed back in April of 2016?
Special agent with the FBI.
All right. Did you participate in a surveillance operation on April 20th of that year involving Charlie Adelson?
Yes.
Was your involvement in that operation related to a wiretap that was happening simultaneous with the surveillance operation?
Yes.
What was your role in the operation?
That day I started off on physical surveillance of the undercover bump operation for officer safety purposes. And then for the remainder of the day, I was to be available for surveillance as needed.
Did you conduct some surveillance at a restaurant by the name of Dolce Vita in Miami?
Yes.
Where is that restaurant located?
North of Miami Beach. I don't remember the exact intersection.
Sunny Isles Beach, sound right?
Yes.
I guess you said you did surveil the bump that took place earlier, right?
Yes.
Okay. And what was your objective at the Dolce Vita restaurant?
moved towards the Dolce Vita restaurant with the intent of conducting physical and technical surveillance of the meeting inside. Upon arrival in the parking lot, I met up with a technical agent from the FBI and received surveillance equipment in a bag. And I made my way into the restaurant and got situated as close as I could to Charlie and Katie.
Were some photographs taken of, is it Charlie Adelson you're referencing and Katie Catherine Magdanova?
Yes.
Were some photographs taken of them outside the restaurant?
I believe so.
Okay, was that before or after the meeting that you're referencing?
I don't know that I can speak to that. I was not doing photography at the time.
All right, let me just show you. I've got those things at 137 and 140. Are you able to recognize these exhibits as photos of those two that were taken outside the restaurant where you did your surveillance or the occasion we're talking about?
Yes.
So I'll make sure they're accurate.
Yes.
Okay. Judge, at this time I'd ask to move into evidence of 137 through 140.
Any objection? Okay. It's 137 through 140. I'll move.
Publishing 137. Publishing 138. Publishing 139. Publishing 140. When you entered the restaurant, how close to the target subjects were you able to position yourself?
I'd say about 10 to 12 feet.
Okay, so just at the next table.
So, yeah, I want to say it would be the next table over, but there was a possibly a span where there should have been a table, so just estimating, based off recollection, it would be about 12 feet.
All right, and did the bag contain any video equipment?
I believe so.
All right, so you were recording both video and audio of this restaurant conversation?
Yes.
Are you familiar with the equipment that was inside the bag there?
I had not seen it before that day. That was my first look at it.
Did you understand how to operate it when you went into the restaurant to use it?
Yes.
Okay, so you were able to successfully capture that restaurant conversation with
that
correct. Equipment? Okay. Can you describe anything about their demeanor that you observed during this conversation?
It was tough to hear because of the air conditioning system. Based on visual observation, body language, they're having a conversation with each other. They're paying attention to what each other was saying. I could not make out very many particular words, except there was a moment where the AC was abnormally quiet for the restaurant. I did hear something, but it was a very small snippet of a sentence. They maintained their conversation with each other, and throughout the duration of my sitting in there, I became less and less worried that they would notice me sitting nearby because they were paying very close attention to what each other was saying.
Okay. And have you had an opportunity to review the recordings of the that came out of the operation from that day?
Yes.
Okay, and are they fair and accurate recordings?
Yes.
Right. And I asked you the date, April 20th of 16, but I didn't ask you the time. Do you know the time that meeting occurred on the day?
Afternoon, around 3:45 or 4.
Okay. And I asked you if you had an opportunity to review it, State's Exhibit 114. Judge, at this time I'd ask to move 114 into evidence.
An objection. Place 114 is a note.
Any efforts to clarify the audio from that recording and try to take out some of that background noise, would that have anything to do with you, or would that be somebody else's job?
That's somebody else's work.
All right. No further questions, Your Honor.
Cross was having answers.
No questions.
You messed up, Dad. We can recall by our departing. You are released. Please call the next witness. Please raise your right hand to sworn. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth? You may take your seat. Please speak loudly and clearly.
Sir, please introduce yourself and spell your name.
James Keith McElveen, McElveen.
How are you employed?
I work as a forensic scientist. I'm an electrical engineer. I work at Wave Sciences in Charleston, South Carolina.
And what type of work do you perform at that business?
I mostly do audio research, particularly in forensics.
Can you describe your education and experience in that field?
I am a master's level engineer, electrical engineer, and I've had 35, going on 40 years of experience.
And as part of your work, do you clarify audio recordings?
I do. I also sit on committees that write international standards for audio forensics.
And approximately how long have you been doing the type of work that you did in this case specifically?
Probably about 25 to 30 years now.
All right, Judge, at this time I would tender the witness as an expert in the field of electrical engineering?
Electrical engineering and forensics.
Electrical engineering and audio forensics, Your Honor.
Does the defense wish to void the rear of the witness?
Not on the side.
Any objection to him providing an opinion while testifying?
There you are.
Members of the jury, the witness will be permitted to testify in the form of an opinion in the fields of electrical engineering and audio forensics. You may continue.
I think you testified you have a master's in electrical engineering, is that right?
That's correct.
And you're the program manager for a government organization that included tech ops work?
Yes.
Okay, and also have done some work with private companies doing government contract type of work, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Did you found the company that you're currently with?
I did.
Have you published articles related to your field?
Yes, I have, multiple.
Have you ever testified as an expert before in this area?
I have.
Okay. Were you asked to clarify some reportings made at the Dolce Vita restaurant in association with this case?
Yes, I was.
What items were you provided with?
Two audio-video recordings from two different devices that were in the restaurant, one of which had better video and one of which had better audio.
Okay. And were you able to put those together and give us the best product that you know how to give us to help us make out the words the best we can?
Yes.
All right. And in that process, do you do anything that changes or alters the speaking voices that are on the audio recording?
Only on the, how do I put this? We don't alter the subject's voice. We leave it natural and as untouched as possible. What we do is suppress everything else that's not in that place we're trying to focus on.
What were the issues with this particular exhibit as far as being able to hear it in its raw form?
Well, it was a restaurant, and a busy restaurant. There was everything from typical restaurant noises with coffee grinders and espresso machines and such as that going on. The position of the recording devices also made them pick up noises coming from the kitchen. So there was dishwasher and vegetable chopping type sounds going on back there, kids screaming, voices playing in a television. So it's easier probably to list what wasn't on the recording than what was.
Okay. And can you explain the process you used to clarify the audio on this exhibit?
Yes. So what we do is we treat the sound that's captured on the recording more like it's the light captured by a camera. So if you do any photography and you use a lens, you may think of the kind of the classic taking a picture down a picket fence. And you can focus on one of the wooden slats in the fence, and it's sharp, but all the rest of them in the foreground and the background are blurred out, maybe invisible. So that's our approach, and we're able to set the focus spot on the subjects that we were asked to enhance, and then blur out, like those missing pickets in the fence, everything else in the restaurant.
And are the results of your audio efforts contained on the exhibit in front of you, State's Exhibit 115?
Yes.
All right. And did you also, for us, pair the audio with the video that was available of that particular event?
In Dolce Vita, we did not.
Okay. Have you had an opportunity to review State's Exhibit 116, which does include both the audio, the video, and the transcript of that event?
Yes, although we did not review the transcript content.
Okay.
We did review the audio and the video, and it does match the enhanced audio that we provided.
Okay, so everything seems to be appropriately lined up with the audio clarification that you did.
Yes, I just don't want to step outside of my role as an audio forensics and speak to a transcript.
Understood. All right, Judge, at this time I'd ask to move into evidence States 115 and 116.
Any objection?
If I understand the witness's testimony, he's not able to say the transcript is accurate.
That was Ms. Nibano's part, Your Honor.
She has already authenticated his part of her testimony.
No objection.
States 115 and 116 are admitted.
Did you also do some work on State's Exhibit 132, a recording from a Matsuri restaurant?
I did.
All right. And were the same processes that you previously described with the prior exhibit used on this one as well?
They were.
Okay. And does State's Exhibit 132 contain the audio product that you generated?
Yes.
Okay. And has the audio been paired with the video accurately in State's Exhibit 133, also in front of you?
Yes.
Right, Judge, at this time I'd ask to move into evidence States 132 and 133.
An objection?
Just a moment, Your Honor. No objection, Your Honor.
States 132 and 133 are admitted.
Right, and then you also have an Exhibit 118 in front of you. Did you do some work on a phone call?
Yes.
Okay. And is the work that you did on clarifying that phone call fairly and accurately contained on State's Exhibit 118?
Yes, it is.
All right, Judge. That's just for identification only at this time. No further questions.
Uh-huh. Cross-examination.
Just briefly, Your Honor.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Okay. With respect to the second restaurant footage that you enhanced, am I to understand that you enhanced an enhancement more recently? Did you provide additional materials recently to the State Attorney's Office?
What we did was not an enhancement. We only took the audio track and put it with the video track.
So that's what you
we didn't touch anything, but just basically save the original, the processed audio that we did and the original video, and just saved it in a different format.
Okay, so then that's what you did recently?
Yes.
Okay.
So no enhancement done in that step.
Okay. And then, were you ever provided with the audio of the interview done by law enforcement of Wendy Adelson on July 18th of 2014?
No, I was not.
And specifically the end of that interview when Miss Wendy Adelson calls my client?
Not to my recollection. I do not believe so.
And so the government did not ask you to do that?
Correct.
Just a moment.
Nothing further, Your Honor?
We'd like examination. You may step down, sir. Would you be called by the partner?
There you
are. You all lose. Have a good day. Please call your next witness. Please raise your right hand to be sworn. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give would be the truth?
Yes, sir.
You may take your seat.
Thank you.
Please speak loudly and clearly.
Sir, please introduce yourself and spell your name.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Brian Kendall, BrianKendall.
How are you employed, sir?
I'm currently employed at a private investment firm.
What about back in April of 2016?
At that time, I worked as a police officer for the city of Plantation, and I was also assigned to a federal task force.
As part of your work with the federal task force, did you participate in a surveillance operation involving a Charlie Adelson?
Yes, I did.
All right. Was the surveillance that you conducted of Mr. Adelson related to a wiretap that was happening simultaneously with your part in the investigation?
That's correct.
What is it that you were asked to do?
I was asked to surreptitiously record Mr. Adelson at a restaurant on the night, I believe it was April 20th, 2016.
How about April 21st?
21st, correct.
Okay, and who was Mr. Adelson meeting with at that restaurant?
His father, Mr. Harvey Adelson.
All right, and was that the Matsuri restaurant?
Yes, a sushi restaurant in Miami.
What equipment was used when you went in to record?
An Incluvert surveillance recording device that recorded in audio and video.
How covert was it?
It wasn't the most sophisticated device. Would you like me to describe it?
Yes, please.
It almost looked like what they call now a man bag or a large bag that had a hidden recorder and video equipment inside of it.
And was there any sort of strategic problem with using that sort of messenger style bag under the circumstances inside this particular restaurant?
Yeah, so when I entered the restaurant, I saw Mr. Charles Adelson and Mr. Harvey Adelson sitting at the sushi bar. There was an unoccupied stool next to Mr. Harvey Adelson, so I took a position directly next to Mr. Harvey Adelson because it was extremely loud in the restaurant. I put the bag directly on the sushi bar between myself and Mr. Harvey Adelson.
Okay, and what does it mean to get made?
Obviously, when you get made, they identify who you are and they know you're up to, maybe they identify that you're law enforcement or they know what you're doing.
And do you think that might have happened on this effort?
I think it was pretty obvious that my actions were probably a little suspicious to them.
Correct. Have you had an opportunity to review the recording from your messenger bag device, States Exhibit 131?
Yes.
And is that a fair and accurate recording of what was captured from your device that day?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And as far as clarification of any audio that was present on that recording device, would you be responsible for that, or was that Mr. McElveen that we just heard from?
Yes, I mean, I never even, other than authenticating it, I've never reviewed it.
All right, move into evidence, States 131, Your Honor.
An objection.
Okay.
States 131 is admitted.
No further questions, Judge.
Cross-examination.
No questions.
You may step down. Will this witness be recalled by the party? You are the
servant.
More continuing coverage in the trial of Donna Adelson is coming up from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a moment.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores. Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.